Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
And my name is Kevin.
And I'm Kim.
Hey, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do. We have a special guest, a friend of ours who was in one of our Ted Kord Returns episodes.
Oh, the Blue Beetle, you mean?
Yes,
the Blue Beetle. Ted Kord Returns, shameless plug.
Yes, shameless plug.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her name is Kim.
Yeah.
She played one of the lovely two characters mm-hmm. known as the...
Body Doubles.
The Body Doubles.
You were Bonnie, right?
I was Bonnie, yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
She was Bonnie.
She did an excellent job in her murderous role.
She was evil.
Mm-hmm.
So deliciously evil.
And it's good to have her on as a guest because she loves comic books, she loves movies and TV shows, and she most definitely enjoys horror movies.
Oh,
okay. I wonder where we're going with that.
I was wondering myself where we were going with that.
Horrors. She enjoys horrors.
No. She is a...
She collects them.
She's a dignified woman.
Yes, I am.
Dignified.
Kevin, many dignified women collect horrors.
Really?
Yeah.
True story.
Now, some dignified women throughout history were madams.
Yeah, there you go.
That means they collect horrors.
And I don't think you were a madam at any point in your life, were you?
How do you know?
That's true.
That's a good question to ask, but how do you know?
I can't sense that. I can't see that happen. I can't imagine.
Well, she's from Arizona.
Arizona has a lot of whores?
Listen.
I think it's too...
We do have ASU, so...
Well, yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about ASU, but I figure it would be too hot to be whoring yourself out in the Arizona there. 120-degree weather?
Yeah.
Nothing to do in the air conditioning. Because you're indoors, stuck.
True. You're trapped
Can't
inside.
Go outside or you'll melt.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Why not fornicate?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of snow days.
So instead of a snow day, a fornicated day. A fornicate day.
Right.
Or heat wave day.
Heat wave day.
Well, that's true. I guess in this case, a lot of people.
It's so hot out there.
I guess a lot of people are in heat. They're in heat.
Yeah.
We're so hot in here, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we're going to discuss a little bit about, I think since it's Halloween time.
Yes.
We wanted to sidetrack a little bit and from the comic thing and talk a little bit about some of our favorite
horror movies.
Yeah. Some things that we dig. Not necessarily, I guess it might not be our favorite, but just some things that we really appreciate or enjoy. And I was wondering, what's one that you appreciate, Kevin?
Well, the first one that I can discuss would be the classic 1978 John Carpenter film, Halloween.
That is actually the year I was conceived.
Wow.
Let's get it on.
The year of conception of Donald.
And it was a special day, I'm sure, in the history of humanity and the history of the state of Ohio.
It was actually in the theater while this movie was playing.
That is very disturbing.
My dad was like, son, I just stuck it to her. I was like, Jesus, Dad.
That's very
sick. Well, much like Michael Myers was sticking it to all those women. And I was like, I don't want to hear any more, Dad. I'm good.
What kind of family do you come from?
At the age of one.
Yeah.
What kind of family do you
Dad,
come from?
Dad, no.
What kind of family do you come from? Oh, my
Well, we're
goodness.
Scotch-Irish, so take your guesses.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, this film, Halloween, is a classic, as many of you know.
Is it?
It is the one that basically started the modern slasher
That's
film.
The one with Freddy Krueger, right?
No. You said the name Michael Myers already, didn't you?
Did I?
I thought someone did. Well, fine.
If you didn't How much say it, have you had to drink, Kevin?
Nothing, actually.
He's got a big glass of whiskey Wasted. Here.
That's not my whiskey.
He says, Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
But basically, Michael Myers, it starts with him. You know, it starts with the scary mask, which, by the way, was a William Shatner painted mask.
It was.
Halloween mask, William Shatner.
If you, to date now, even if now, if you paint William Shatner's face completely, white.
Yes.
He does look like Michael Myers still.
And will frighten the hell out of you.
Yeah. I did it one time while he was sleeping.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was on set and he took a nap and I just painted his face white.
Get it.
I don't work there anymore.
Well, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
But this film is classic because the funny thing is it's not
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis, one of her debut movies was the Halloween.
Which she's still returning to.
Yeah, I
the
heard
remake.
Of,
which is
yeah.
for the
Wait,
third time.
Wait, is it a remake or a sequel?
Actually,
for the third time? That's a little disturbing.
Yeah,
I know.
You look that up.
I'm going
and
to
And we'll continue to discuss.
On the Googlebot.
Now,
Google.
What's great about this film is that it's not very graphic, believe it or not. You know,
you're right, and that's why I dug
it. It's implied.
Now, see,
implied violence.
I was afraid to watch these
because I thought
like they were horrific, like slasher flicks.
No,
and I had no idea. And it wasn't until I was dating this girl and she was like, "Oh, dummy, no," like these are just really cool kind of implied horror films.
The camera shots.
That are just. And then when she told me, she's like, you know, it's the same guy that did Big Trouble in Little China, right?
And also they
And
live.
I was like, Big Trouble in Little China is my favorite, oh my God!
Assault on Precinct
And then
13.
She was like, yeah. And then she's like, and you know, it's the same guy that directed Roddy Piper. And I was like, oh my God, I want... And then she's like, and it's the same guy that directed Kurt Russell. And I'm like,
yes.
And I was in at that point.
You were down at that point.
I had to change my pants, but I was in at that point.
You were in.
Yes.
And you see, what's good about this film, it sets up... the modern horror film as we know it, you know, where you have this killer who's going after a bunch of people, and at the end you have the one female who's still alive who takes a stand and takes him out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. What did you find out about this new Halloween?
Yeah, it's going to be a directed sequel to the original film, but it'll ignore the rest of the sequels.
Wait a minute.
They said that last time with H2O back in 1998. That doesn't make any sense.
But did Carpenter direct H2O?
No.
Okay, that's probably why. So this is Carpenter's version of a sequel, but didn't he direct Halloween 2?
No, he just produced it.
Oh.
And wrote it.
Okay, so he's directing the second one, yeah?
Yeah,
this one?
Looks like it. Da-da-da, written by David Gordon Green and Danny McBride. Directed by Green. So no, he's not going to direct it.
Danny McBride?
Mm-hmm.
Danny McBride. Danny McBride.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only Danny McBride I know.
Right?
No, it's funny. I met him last year, interestingly enough.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he tell you to shut your fucking mouth?
No, he was a cool guy.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Sweet.
I guess that's cool.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Now,
he's nice.
Have you guys watched Halloween lately?
No, but I did actually just this past weekend, Kevin. I did go with my friend. He's actually was a guest on our podcast, Matthew Hilton.
Yes.
We did go to Pasadena, and that's where they shot, because I don't know if you know, Halloween was a very independent film.
Yes, it was.
Very independent, very small budget.
It's made for $200,000.
Right. So they shot all the locations pretty relatively close.
Yes, they did.
So a lot of the places were in Pasadena. And Pasadena back then was not Pasadena now.
No, it
Pasadena
wasn't.
Now is very expensive, hoity-toity kind of,
yes,
but still
is.
A very homely feel.
Yes.
Pasadena then was a little more...
working middle class.
Middle class, almost ghetto in a way. And it had some really nice homes, don't get me wrong, but it was cheap. And it was like cheap to shoot there. So there's a lot of homes that they shot at that are within walking distance. So we did, Matthew and I, did a little walking tour of the Halloween houses. We walked around and we went to the main Halloween house. We went to the house of... the Myers house. We went to the house for, I believe it was Jamie Lee Curtis,
mm-hmm.
where she was at. And we went to a couple of the friends' houses and stuff. And we just had a good time finding the places and kind of trying to take pictures in a way... that was similar to what we saw in the movie.
And you took a picture of the bush.
Yes, that you came out completely.
The plant bush?
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis was not involved in this picture. Let's just say. National grassy green bush, yes, from the movie that Michael Myers kind of stood out
yes.
from behind. We both did a picture where we were kind of standing out from behind the bush, yes.
Hey, look, it was the late 70s, man.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly was. It's very well within the realm of actual Bush, but, you know, even George W., for that matter, I mean, was on the rise, so.
And you know what? It should be honored and respected.
The Bush?
Yes.
Which one? I'm confused now.
Well, at houses, you know, the trim bushes that they're at these houses, you know. It really makes the lawns look good.
Yeah. I feel like there's another theme of this podcast this evening other than Halloween.
You pervert. So anyway, getting back, less pervert, more
is
Kevin.
Is it because I'm a girl?
No! Oh my God, come on
He's
now.
He's just looking come right through you. You pervert.
Come on now.
Oh man.
You see what alcohol does?
I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody's been drinking.
I'm talking about the freaking bush from Halloween and you guys... Oh my goodness. Wow.
Halloween Bush.
Yeah, the Halloween Bush.
I'd love for you to just go into a store and be like, everybody show me the Halloween Bush. See what happens.
It's a new Halloween special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See how many slaps in the mouth you get. So this movie, it spawned how many sequels?
Probably about 7 or 8 at this point.
At least probably 7, if not 8.
Yes.
Because there was Halloween 6, and then I think they went to Halloween H2.
Well, actually, let me break it down. Yeah, Halloween 2. Halloween 3 was Season of the Witch. Had nothing to do with Michael Myers. They wanted to go a different step, but it didn't do well.
Actually, the original idea was for it to be kind of almost like anthology-like.
Yes, and they tried out, and it didn't work out.
Right, which is funny because a lot of people, it's their favorite one.
It's a cult classic.
Yes, absolutely. And who was the main actor in that? What is his name? He was in Night of the Creeps.
It had an interesting premise, too, because it involved TV. You know, the kids would be manipulated by it.
It was a song that drove me nuts. The song I couldn't drive you stand nuts. It. It was just too terrible.
But you had Halloween 4, Halloween 5, Halloween 6, which had Ant-Man in it.
Really?
Yep.
Paul Rudd was in that.
Paul Rudd was in it. Halloween 6.
I'll be damned. Yeah.
Then you had Halloween H2O, which was when Jamie Lee Curtis returned. Then she came back for Halloween Resurrection, which also had, I think Busta Rhymes was in there in that one for some weird reason.
I thought he was in H2O,
to be honest. No. He was in the one after that, which is really weird. I don't know what Busta Rhymes doing there. And then you had the two Rob Zombie films after that. Mm-hmm. So that puts us at like 10 films. Oh, my God.
If you count that. It was Tom Atkins, by the way.
Yes.
Who was in Night of the Creeps and in Halloween 3. Tom Atkins, hell of an actor. In fact, Tom, if you're listening, I'd love to direct you in one of my web series, so please reach out.
10 Halloween movies.
Shameless plug.
10 Halloween movies. That is crazy. And now that was going to be the 11th one now? And Jamie Lee Curtis really needs the money to have to come back for a third time around, so to speak?
She's doing with her fans.
Yeah, and to be fair, she was recently doing yogurt commercials where she talked about it helping you poop.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think that you're at your pinnacle of your career when you're talking about yogurt helping you poop.
Well, she could always do True Lies, too.
Where she talks about yogurt helping you poop.
But she could always do True Lies, too.
James Cameron is not going back to that well.
Going back to other wells.
He's going back to the Terminator well and the Avatar well, which he will be in for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we might take over at some point.
You know what? I think the sequel, I think it's going to tank. I really do.
It's been too long.
It's been like 10 years. Next year will be 10 years, right?
No, next year will be 9 years. 9 years next year. It was 2009 when it came out.
Was it 2009? Yeah. Okay. God, it's been so long.
And here's the biggest problem. You'll be competing against the Star Wars movies if you come out around that time. You got to wait until they're over.
He thinks he's going to be living off his name.
But he believes he's the king of the world.
James, I think you're great, personally. I would love to work with you, but I don't know about this whole Avatar business. Maybe do Titanic, too.
How would you do a sequel? It was gonna be
Zombie Titanic!
The Rays, the Titanic.
So we can't do that.
Or the Dark Castle picture. The Titanic up from the ocean and find that it, I don't know.
That was actually Ghostbusters 2. We're still not.
I mean, no.
Think of something else.
Steal like an artist, right? That's the thing.
Okay, so let's say there's underwater divers going down to visit the Titanic ship. Mm-hmm. And they find a creature down there that is absorbed the personalities of a lot of the people from the first movie. So Jack's in there.
Or they are actually making another Titanic in real life. It could just be that story.
The ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a multimillionaire is making the
Titanic. Well, I'll tell you what. I won't be on that ship.
Yeah, no. Nobody's going to be on that ship.
A lot of people are signing up for it.
Good luck to them.
That's actual thing?
Yeah.
No shit.
Good luck to them.
Wow.
It's just like if they do they create a new space shuttle called Challenger. Gravy. You know?
Good Lord and gravy. Okay.
Good luck to them.
So we got Halloween. Halloween was a good one.
Yep. Halloween was a template for many slasher films.
Kim, you have one?
My favorite is Saw.
Oh, very good.
I'm obsessed with Saw.
2004. Nice. 2004 classic, modern classic film. Mm-hmm. James Wan directed this film. You know, it was a remake of a short that him and Lee Whannell did in Australia. And they did it as a way to finance the main feature film.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Because I've done a couple shorts, and I haven't been able to fund shit.
Brother, you must be patient. Well, you must be patient.
Well,
be very patient. It takes time.
I call mine Buzz. I thought maybe I could play off the saw part. Don't
do that.
Mine was Buzz.
Well, remember Macho Man Randy Savage's wrestling character was called that. And Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Buzzsaw.
No.
What's it called? Buzzsaw?
Bonesaw.
That's right. Bonesaw. I'm so sorry. Bonesaw. You're
Get
right.
Get your shit straight when you're talking about the Macho Man, sir.
Yeah, Hogan.
I can't say it without saying Hogan. I don't know why.
Because you're drinking.
Mm-mm. That has nothing to do with it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just what it is. Anyway, why do you like Saw so much?
Cause it was super fucked up, and I don't know. It was great. I loved it. I loved it.
Did you like the guy from Princess Bride? Is that the real reason why you watched that movie?
No. I mean, like, yes, I like him, but
at the end, did you go, "As you wish"?
yes, I just went up to the movie screen and just said that.
Oh my!
Everyone in the movie theater thought I was weird as fuck.
No, there was probably 5 other people with me. Let's be honest. I was there. I saw you.
Okay.
I was up at the screen,
That's
too.
That's weird.
I was. I actually, I had my left tit out, and I was like, oh Billy. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what's cool about this movie? 2 people who are in that movie would go on to be in the Lost TV show.
Oh.
Remember Zepp?
Who?
Ooh.
Remember the guy who played Zepp, you know, who was part of the, you thought he was Jigsaw at first?
No.
You remember he was on Lost? And then also the Asian detective, who was Danny Glover's partner, was also
him.
On Lost.
Wait, yeah. Daniel something? Kwan or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
He played the husband and wife. I think they were Korean, supposed to be Korean in the show.
Oh, no, not the husband and wife. He played the other Asian character. Not that one.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen
you're
Lost.
Thinking of the guy, you're thinking of the guy who was on Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
No, not him. The other is another Asian guy.
Okay. I don't remember him. Oh, yeah, Tobin Bell. I remember you met him, didn't you, Kevin?
Yes, I did.
Did you kiss his hand?
No, but I know you did.
Oh, this is the newest one. This is Jigsaw. Sorry.
Wrong one.
That's Jigsaw. I fail. I'm out.
You have failed the city.
Now, what's interesting about the plot itself is that it's the mystery of who this person is. And what it is, they throw you off. You're thinking that the guy Zepp is the actual Jigsaw killer, but then you find out that he's just a pawn himself. He's being forced to perform. Mm-hmm. See, Michael Emerson.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He's on Lost. Michael Emerson, I remember him.
And this guy, Ken Loon.
Oh, the dude that plays Karnak in the New Inhumans, that's going to be promptly canceled. I think they're going to air the whole thing because they already shot it.
Oh.
Marvel was very cocky and confident, apparently, in this series. It's god-awful. Mm. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
No, I haven't.
Not.
I puked and shit at the same time while watching it. It's very fascinating.
But it has Ramsay Bolton.
Occurrence.
Ramsay Snow
sick
Bolton.
At the time?
That is irrelevant. That is irrelevant.
Because that sounds like you had a problem it was really, at the time.
I don't know. We should get online and look and check and see if to make sure if this wasn't like a phenomenon of people shitting and puking while watching the Inhuman series. Because it was really bad. I'd rather watch a whole hour of me in my Black Knight helmet just doing a dance.
Okay.
You
hate it that much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do now have a Black Knight helmet. So I have magical powers. Just throwing that out there.
So the ladies say.
I don't know where you get that, but okay.
Now with Saw, what else did you like about the movie besides this interesting plot? Especially the end of the movie. The end of the movie is such
like my favorite. Like, I feel like I can always tell like the ending of movies, and like that one just like threw me off completely. And I'm always for a movie that can like throw me off like that.
Anytime it surprises you and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, Kaiser Soze, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usual Suspects.
7.
Holy shit.
7.
Holy, yeah, whatever. Kaiser Soze, The Usual Suspects. Now, that's the one. That's the one. That reminded me a lot of Saw because of that whole, like, at the end, that wow moment that just really got you.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. When Kevin Spacey just started walking away without the limp, and then they started putting the flashback pieces together, it was great. And that Saw was great in that fact, when that guy stood up from the ground.
Yeah.
And you were like, holy shit.
He was there the whole time.
Right. It was so cool. Spoilers, guys. Sorry if it ruined it for you, but oh well. It's been out for 13 years. Yeah. It's been out for 13 years. You're good. We apologize.
Not a problem.
That is going to be it for the short box here, the real short box. My name is Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And my name is Cam.
And we just want to let you know that we are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook.
And YouTube.
And YouTube, and iTunes.
iTunes.
Please search us out. Find us. Love us. Just say hello if you want. That's fine. You can even hate on us. We don't care as long as we just get attention.
Show us your love. Subscribe.
Yeah. And with that, we will see you at the comic shop.